An expert on the First Amendment believes freedom of the press benefits everyone, not just reporters. Dr. Kyuho Yum is the Jonathan Marshall First Amendment Chair at the School of Journalism and Communication at the University of Oregon. Yum left his homeland for America in 1980.
I am originally from South Korea, and I was a student in South Korea in the 1970s. And as some listeners know, South Korea was not as democratic as it is now in the 1970s and also up to 1980s. And that's when I experienced why freedom of the press is very important, not only to individuals, but more important to society as a whole.
We often think of the First Amendment, I think, in terms of the press, of the media, but you said it's important to society as a whole. Why is that?
You know, freedom of the press is not necessarily for the institutional media, even though many people say freedom of the press means freedom of the news media organizations. But as a whole, freedom of the press is for everyone, not only for professional media people, but also for individuals. But when we talk about individuals as a whole, we are talking about the whole society in general. And the freedom of the press is to make our society better. The best way to make our society better and different from the rest of the world is that making the government accountable to what they are doing in terms of making sure the people will be served by those who are elected by the people. So freedom of the press is extremely important countervailing force to those in power.
We talk about freedom of the press. We talk about journalists and reporters. It seems the definition of who is a reporter is kind of changing these days with digital media. Can you talk about that a little bit?
You know, it is a lot more complicated now than ever. And the question is, who is a journalist? And now everyone can be a journalist. And actually, we are all journalists now. The fundamental question is, who is the real journalist versus pseudo or some kind of fake journalist? Just because you collect information and share it with the rest of the world does not mean you are a journalist. When we talk about a journalist in the sense of the freedom of the press under the First Amendment, we are talking about someone who knows what he or she is doing for the public, not necessarily for his or own ego trip. So it means some sense of responsibility for those who are using the information distributed should be part of journalistic work. So, yes, the definition of journalist is a lot more complicated and ever-challenging, but the fundamental framework of what should be journalism is really important. So who is journalism is not so important as compared with what is journalism as such.
Do you feel the First Amendment is as strong as ever, or is it coming under attack?
You know, I say in many ways the First Amendment is always under attack. If it is now under attack, something wrong with the First Amendment. Because the First Amendment is designed to make people uncomfortable. And I think, you know, the more serious attack is coming from the academic community. And the people are invited to speak to various university campuses, but sometimes they are often disinvited simply because some minority vocal people don't like what the invited speakers might say, and that is not the way, you know, the academic community system should operate. And there should be no way for so-called heckler's veto should be allowed, especially in university communities. University communities should allow absolute freedom of expression. That is the beauty of academic community. And that is why I agree with Columbia University President Lizzie Bollinger. He basically said academic freedom has everything to do with more freedom on university communities than less.
Even bigotry, even hate speech?
Absolutely. Hate speech and bigotries should be given the chance to speak out. The fundamental question is how to respond to that kind of bigotries and hatreds with more reasoned speech. Eventually, Americans are wise enough to know what is good for them.
Dr. Kyu Ho Yum was the keynote speaker for the annual Journalism Day at Western Illinois University. Yum says Americans enjoy access to more information than anyone else. That's largely due to the internet. But he says too many people stay within their comfort zones. He says teachers should encourage students to expand their horizons. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.